you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
L. Larson.
And welcome to the latest episode of Punk Daily! It's time for Punk Daily tonight. We're gonna have some punk news tonight.
Tonight.
All right, so let's talk about, look at all this. We got, hey, just sell this because I got a new overlay for Punk Daily here. Look at that. It's so punk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even though you can't see it.
I right can't now. See Anyways. It, but yeah, it's like this episode should be released on SST Records.
yeah, exactly.
That's a deep cut for anybody who's paid those 80s punks. Anyways, so could WWE and CM Punk be coming to agreement on a return for Phil sometime soon? According to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, if Phil gets his way, then the answer is yes. Meltzer reported, quote, regarding CM Punk, there is obviously tons of talk regarding him returning. There have been rumors that is happening, but those in WWE have only said that no deal has been completed, and those close to Punk have told us that it is his intention to return, and the two sides are in talks. Meltzer also notes that it makes sense, obviously, for Punk to make his return to the Federation at Survivor Series, which is happening at the Allstate Arena this year. That's in Chicago, Illinois. I believe that's where Phil Brooks is from.
Yeah, from what I understand, he is a native of the Chicago area.
Yes.
And the people in Chicago are aware of that. And would probably react with excitement if he showed up in the Federation. Nick Houseman, seemingly close personal friend of CM Punk, with all the scoops, with all the Punk's daily scoops he gets, of the House of Wrestling podcast, I should add, added this. Everyone,
wait, hold
we
on, you say House of Wrestling podcast?
Oh, isn't it a podcast? Doesn't he have a podcast?
Well, maybe there's a podcast, but it's from a site. This bit of news.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad. I always thought that he had a podcast to go with it. Added this. Everyone we spoke with agreed that a return would not be out of the question if good business could be done. Furthermore, those we have talked to from Punk's camp do not feel the incidents that led to his AEW release would be held against him if he wanted to return. One WWE source told me they feel it is a safe bet he will be at Survivor Series. I know you got something here on your mind, Larson.
No, I just confirm, yes, House Wrestling does have a podcast as well as the site.
Okay. All right. This came from the umbrella organization from Nick Hausman's House of Wrestling.
The story itself was on House of Wrestling, the website.
Okay, yes. All right, makes sense, makes sense.
HouseofWrestling.com. I mean, Phil wants it, obviously, based on this. It just all depends if WWE wants it at CM Punk's price point.
Yeah, I wonder how deep into talks they are. Look, wrestling is it's a business of politics and perception.
Yep.
And we know, when Nick Hausman says we've talked to those in Punk's camp, my personal opinion is it's just Punk. Like, I don't really think he's got like a camp, like an entourage of people who, are saying, hey, Nick, Punk feels, it's just Phil Brooks, dude. It's just Phil, right? That's my personal opinion. One WWE source tells him they feel it's a safe bet he'll be at Survivor Series. I still think it's probably like 50-50 because it wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me if this was some element of Punk putting it all out there,
try to
in
manifest
order
it.
To
yes,
manifest it. And he's a longtime student of the business of professional wrestling, yes. And putting it out there and drumming up interest perhaps might be one way in his from his point of view to press WWE on, hey. This will happen when it says everyone we spoke to agreed that a return. I'm sorry. Those in Punk's camp do not feel the incidents that led to his AEW release would be held against him if he wanted to return. I wonder if that's him saying, I'll be on good behavior. The problem I had there was with Tony Khan and elements in AEW, the Elite, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Those elements won't be in WWE. And I'd be willing, as he did before when he went backstage Raw, reportedly, trying to make amends with certain people there. You got to think, in order to prove that the AEW issues were not him, probably, be on his best behavior when he comes to WWE, at least at the outset.
Yeah, at least at the outset. It's not like WWE doesn't have history working with CM Punk and the issues that could arise because of it. And based
True.
On what we saw in AEW, it's not like those issues, almost 10 years on from the last time he was in WWE, have necessarily been resolved in terms of how he relates to those in the locker room.
Punk did have, in his defense, just to, at least from his point of view, and seemingly this has never really been debunked, like, I never really thought he was too in the wrong when it came to his WWE stuff. Like his exit from there, I think they did him kind of dirty, like overworking him and not giving him the proper breaks. It did seem like a toxic environment.
Absolutely. Yeah, it did seem like
for him to be there.
Yeah, totally.
And so that's, I don't think, a situation where look, did he burn bridges on the Colt Cabana podcast? Possibly. I kind of feel like that was just an airing of grievances, and I don't really think anybody, I don't think it was so egregious that they would be like,
no, I guess I'm referring back. I know it's just one story, and maybe it's an isolated incident. It's, the Cody and Jericho one where Punk goes in, it's like, I'm locker room leader. And
yeah.
I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah, but I don't know. I just sort of wonder if, from simply speaking, I don't think Vince or Triple H or Tony Khan would give two flying fucks about that. What they would give several flying fucks about is the return on investment. Would his paycheck, which would be hefty.
Yes.
And I guess, look, dude, they brought in people that had, less than stellar locker room reputations before, and they're willing to do business with them. And that's what it comes down to for Vince is, will the money we're spending make sense for what we're getting back in return and everything that comes along with that? Obviously Phil is a big personality that will have to be handled to a degree, but if the idea is, hey, we're going to bring you in, we're going to have a plan for you in advance, we're not expecting to be on the Cody schedule where you're in every single town every single night, I think that he's probably a good addition. It's big. It would be a huge deal, at least for the first couple months that he came in.
So speaking about the schedule, based on what we've seen him do in AEW, I think he wants to be there every week, though. I think that's what he wants to do, not say wrestle, but be there and be a part of the show every week. And yeah. I mean, granted, that could be a situation where Tony Khan is like, hey, you're top guy, especially on Collision. We need you every week to drive ratings. That could be part of it, obviously, but you'd think if Punk was like, hey, I need a break this week. Given the sway seemingly he had in the company for a stretch, that could have been arranged, but it seemed like he wanted to be there.
He was, well, I do kind of wonder if, like, everything that we've heard and read, and you could just watch TV and understand that Tony Khan wanted him there.
Obviously.
He was given the amount of attention and love by management that I think he always felt he deserved in mm-hmm. WWE. And I always felt he did too, because I was like, man, this guy's really cool. I like him. He sort of speaks to my kind of, you know, thing. And it just turned out that, you know, that was just, he was not a good fit there personality wise, I guess. But I wonder if it's similar to, in a broad sense, the Cody thing. Maybe he just figured out, hey, you know what? Being the end all be all in a company ain't what it's all cracked up to be. And I'm like trying to, you know, run creative, and I'm trying to, you know, teach the young generation the only way I know how.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work. And maybe just like Cody was like, yeah, I'm really fit for management. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And maybe Punk will be sort of the same way in WWE. I mean, he's been through a lot with AEW. At a certain point, maybe he's just like, bro, I just want to go out there and wrestle. And I don't know. Maybe he thinks he can get a Mania Roman match.
Good luck with that, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, dude, I think CM Punk versus Seth Rollins is definitely a Mania match, though.
Yeah, that could be a night one main event.
Right, yeah. It could absolutely be. Or CM Punk versus Kevin Owens could be a night one main event, similar to the Stone Cold one. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, I have no idea. This does feel, it feels like it's heavily coming from one side.
Yeah, it feels like a situation where it could be Punk getting this information out there to kind of lean on WWE, get an upswell of fan support, so people be like, side CM Punk sides at crowd, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And get some chance going.
Exactly, yeah. Hopefully drive fan interest into WWE, being like, oh, okay, maybe we're more open than we might have been otherwise to bringing him in. It's possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a situation where he's sort of forcing the test balloon, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll see how this works out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm not declaring this a done deal, Larson. No. I'm not declaring this a safe bet, as this WWE source said. But you never know. Things are crazy. It's the wrestling business.
It is. You know, we've heard of a lot of people with who had a bad taste left in their mouth after dealing with Punk in the past. But again, the wrestling business, if people think they can make money signing somebody, then they're going to sign them.
That's what matters. That's what matters. In the wrestling world.
Speaking of the wrestling world, you know, I think it was several years ago, a few years ago, we heard about the possibility of a Hulk Hogan biopic with Chris Hemsworth in it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Heading to Netflix.
Can't wait for that.
Well, you're going to have to, because in a recent interview with Chris Van Vliet, serial, habitual liar, Hulk Hogan.
Whoa.
Prove me wrong.
Well, let's, you know, I think liar indicates that he's like intentionally saying these things. I like to consider him like, you know, perhaps a serial a misrememberer.
I don't know, man. I don't know. This could be possible. Anyways, a lot of mistruths tend to spring from the mouth of Hulk Hogan. Anyways, he says that apparently this biopic is no longer on Netflix's docket, production docket. This is what he had to say. He says, yes, I do have an update. So it was a situation where business-wise, Netflix kind of like missed the date, you know, as far as a business situation. And so I had the choice at the time to switch gears. Scott Silver wrote the script. You know, he wrote The Joker and a bunch of different movies. And, of course, Todd Phillips has done The Joker. He says Wolf of Wall Street. I checked. Obviously, Martin Scorsese directed that movie. I checked to see if Todd Phillips had anything to do with it. He's nowhere in the production credits.
See, I
so
mean,
that
know,
lends so, credence so, to your case. He's a misrememberer. But if we talk about the story where apparently he's in the same interview that his son Nick was supposed to have a match with Shane McMahon at WrestleMania, it's no. I mean, Fightful Select said no. Never was under consideration.
You know, we don't know what text messages Hogan. Yeah, maybe Hogan sent a text message to Shane McMahon. Hey, brother, let's get Nick a match at WrestleMania. What do you say?
And yeah, that's what the same right? of it actually getting close to happening.
All right.
So anyways, Hogan continues here. All the crazy stuff that he did, but yeah, the script came back. It was amazing. I mean, because my favorite movies are like Scarface.
Yeah, okay.
The Godfather.
One of the best movies of all time.
True Romance.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
It was there. And I just wow. thought, whoa. But all of a sudden, there was a business glitch, you know. And then they tried to fix it a few days later, and I had already decided to move on. So my life rights and stuff are somewhere else now. And there are a lot of things that are getting ready to happen. And hopefully, Todd Phillips and Chris Hemsworth will still want to play. But there's still a huge opportunity there. What's it called when a script was going to be produced and they decide not to? Turnaround. Is that what it's called?
Turnaround. Yeah. It's on the, golly, what do they used to call it in the, or they probably still do. There's like a list of script, like the best scripts that haven't been made.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And it circulates Hollywood. Yeah. I wonder if this is one of those. I mean, he says it's up there with Scarface, Godfather, True Romance right there, you know, Wolf of Wall Street. Those are pretty big names. You know,
those are admittedly. Also, he says The Joker.
And The Joker. I was not a fan, but a lot of people were. It was a billion-dollar movie.
Yeah, it was a billion-dollar movie.
This is Scorsese.
But regardless of Hogan lies a lot, misremembers a lot of stuff he says, because of that, you have to take with a grain of salt.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like, basically everything he says. You can't take it face value.
For legal reasons, I don't want to call anybody a liar. But because it indicates intent. But... this guy, you can't believe a fucking word that comes out of his mouth, man. This dude has said so many things that just were not true.
Yeah.
You know, so many falsehoods, brother.
Like,
you know,
like his son Nick wrestling Shane McMahon at WrestleMania.
Bro, that was never going to happen, man.
No, that was never going to happen. Fightful said as much.
That was never going to happen. But I don't know. I don't know who he's talking to. I don't know what's on his text messages. You know, he says a lot of things are kind of crazy sometimes.
Yeah, he does say a lot of things that are really crazy sometimes.
You know? So yeah, brother. This is a bummer though, because Chris Hemsworth as Hogan could have been amazing.
It could have been a lot of fun. It could have been a lot
I'm
of fun.
I'm really looking forward to that Von Erich movie though.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a trailer dropping for that soon.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. That's going to be good.
Yeah, that's cool that the world of professional wrestling is getting embraced by filmmakers.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of interesting stories, and it's a fascinating world.
Oh, it's a bizarre fest. It's one of those worlds that I wonder if they stayed away from it because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no way. Like, nobody'd believe this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, so.
You know what'd be fascinating about this Hogan movie if it's ever to be made is you take what's in the movie, which I'm sure is obviously his vantage point, not his career, versus what actually happened, and see if there's any crossover in terms of factually what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something really interesting that could be had with a guy who misremembers everything.
So wait,
like literally everything. Like this dude's talking about, yeah, brother, I was at WrestleMania 1 in 1992, and you know, it's like, where do you like? It's just he's so off the charts with what he says.
Oh, he is. He is.
But, you know, look, man, this dude has been banged up a lot. Maybe he's just remembering it the way he's remembering it. We all have our own truths, Larson, and he's got his own truth. And it's like nowhere near the actual truth.
It's nowhere near the actual truth.
It's his truth,
I guess. He's living his own Hulkamaniac world.
It's Hulkamaniac reality, yeah.
All right. There's a SmackDown tonight. It's a go home show to Fastlane.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We have a SmackDown preview.
We do. And I got good news for you. Guess who's back? Ed Manning. Oh, no, wait. This is the Ed Man. This is not Dick Slavitt. No, it's not. It's the Ed Man. Ed Manning here.
What is going on over there? I feel like we got a Rawgate mutant celebrity impersonator situation over there.
Oh, man. I'm so horny. Yeah. All right. Ed Manning here for a SmackDown preview. Is The Undertaker on this show?
No. He might be on NXT, though, apparently.
You remember when Teddy Long used to be like, you're going to go one-on-one with The Undertaker?
Yeah, I remember that. Every call.
Everybody freak out because nobody wanted to fight The Undertaker.
Well, no.
It was then that a young Ed Manning decided he was going to make a career.
Can we just get on with the SmackDown preview, please?
As a horny Undertaker impersonator. All right, let's see here. NXT's Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso to follow Damian Priest and Finn Balor to SmackDown ahead of Fastlane. So they're going to follow them to SmackDown. And this is going to be like, it's going to show them in their cars. They're going to be like, hey, he's right there. Quick, follow him. Speed up.
I don't know. I don't think he turned right. Literally. I don't think there'd be like a chase going down through the hallways leading to the arena. I don't think so.
Who gets there first? It's a mad dash to find out. It's a mad, 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 mad world in SmackDown. Next match. Asuka and Charlotte Flair to take on the Damage Control. Asuka and Charlotte Flair. They used to be a tag team champions together. So did Damage Control. So it's former tag team champions going at it.
All right.
It's true. You check my facts. I did my research today.
Right, sure. Fine. Yeah.
Dragon Lee in his very short shorts go head to head with Austin. You ever notice that about Dragon Lee? Sometimes you can see his deep V.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that.
He's going to go bell end to bell end with Austin Theory. Next. Who's going to win that match?
Dragon Lee will. Or at least he should.
I suspect there's going to be a wonk finish. He'll have Austin Theory on the ropes, and Grayson Waller will wonk that finish. Next match. Rey Mysterio gears up for WWE Fastlane in a one-on-one match with the almighty Bobby Lashley. I wonder if Lashley's going to wear his Mr. Rogers sweater in this match.
That looks very comfortable.
Yes, it did. This is definitely going to be a wonk finish, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to super long this finish.
Yeah, it's going to end in a huge brawl.
Your only question is Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, are they going to get on the same page?
Maybe.
That's a possibility. All right. What are you doing over there? It seems like you're not even paying attention.
No, I'm trying
to pay attention to me.
I'm trying to not pay attention to you.
I've got my pants off. Do you want to see?
Not at all.
Can you check? And listen, friend to friend, can you check?
Who
my scrotum.
Friends?
I have weird stuff going on down there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's itchy. Sometimes it's a bit numb. There's, like, a discoloration, too.
All right.
Would you like to see?
Be it for, no, not at all. That's going to be it for the show. Steve,
come on,
come
friend.
Back,
look
all
at
right,
my balls, please.
No, that's it for the show. Goodbye, everybody. Hey, remember the sub? We're trying to get 100.
Hey, what's up?
That was a nightmare situation. Not invited back.
Come on. What? Ooh. What? What did he do that was
He's
so bad?
He's talking about discoloration in his undercarriage.
Ew.
I know. This is supposed to be a professional program here, and you got this. I don't want to get into it. It's off-putting.
Yeah.
For me personally,
neither do
I'm sure
I.
It's
don't
off-putting
tell me
to the
it.
Viewers. It's probably, we're trying to get, that's what to say. We're trying to get 198,891 subs. And we have this guy talking about
this guy.
What's going on
this
underneath.
Other guy. Yeah,
and it's probably like, why am I listening to this? I need to unsub from this channel and forget this channel ever existed. Pushing viewers away.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man,
with this kind of talk,
discoloration on his balls.
Don't want to hear it. So no more.
No more.
I'm firm on this. Foot is down. Right. No more.
I'll find somebody new.
Why
That's
can't
gonna
we
do it
just
for the show?
Them? Why can't
Thanks
we
everybody
just do
them? For tuning in. Because I like to mix it up sometimes, man. Sometimes again, I got paperwork to do. We'll see you guys around. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wait, where's my Punk Daily? But come on, it's Punk Daily, yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.